This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
All right, I think I'm live. Can you guys see and hear me? Let me know if y'all can see and hear me. Looks like I'm connected. Hey, you guys, how are you guys doing today? All right. Everybody can hear me? I'm not screaming like y'all sometimes accuse me of when it's your laptop and not my system. Okay, good, good. You guys can see and hear me. Perfect, perfect. So I'm waiting until we get a good amount of people in here. Damn, it just jumped from zero to 300. Okay, let's go. Where we at? Before I start, you know, I don't even want to call it spilling tea, but just before I talk about this entire situation, thank you to everybody joining the memberships. I appreciate that. So we have quite a bit of people in here. So that's what's up. So it's been a crazy 24 hours, I must say. So I want to go ahead and get started. Oh, damn, we just jumped to 4,000 people. We done jumped from 300 to over 4,000 people. All right, come on through. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say this before I get started. If you're in here to troll or talk shit or scream that I'm on her payroll, mods, make sure you block those people expeditiously, okay? And that's coming from me, this TI with no dots in my name. Block their asses and get them out of here. So I want to start by saying this. Thank you so much, Yvette, for the super sticker. I appreciate it. Yes, Blockiana's in effect, okay? So I want to start by saying this. I find it very funny that on social media, on YouTube, and on other platforms, that other bloggers can be friends with celebrities. They can be cool with Nicki Minaj. They can be cool with Meg Thee Stallion. But the fact that I'm cool and I have a rapport with Cardi B, it seems to bother some of y'all's demons. And I don't understand that. Because what I do shouldn't affect you. What I eat doesn't make you shit, okay? For a lack of a better term. So I don't understand why anytime something goes on with her, all of a sudden this, you know, hate train comes my way. That's why your friend's going through a divorce. And, you know, just it was so much bullshit that people were sending. I'm just like, so you guys are celebrating somebody's breakup? You're celebrating the breakup of a family. And so let me also go ahead and say this. A lot of people on Instagram were trying to accuse me of saying that, oh, but you went in on, you know, you celebrated other people's divorces. You drugged Tamar and Vince. And I'm like, are these people dumb? Are you new here? First, let me go ahead and explain this to y'all. I don't celebrate in anybody's divorce, okay? I don't care if it's Wiz Khalifa, Amber Rose, Kenya Moore, and Mark Daly when they were going through their little situation. I think they're back together, okay? Even Tamar and Vince. I've never celebrated in anybody's divorce. Why? Ding, ding, ding. Because I've been through this really horrible thing called what? A divorce. After 10 years of marriage, or however many years, okay? We've been married for quite a while. But that was from my high school sweetheart. So I've been through a divorce. That is like a death. That takes a toll on you mentally, spiritually, emotionally. So I've never reveled in anybody divorcing. So to y'all who are trying to spread those bullshit rumors, let me go ahead and we're gonna nip that in the bud. Because one thing about me, I don't deal in fake news and innuendos and just made up shit. The only time that I had to check Tamar concerning her divorce is when she got mad at her sisters and she felt that her sisters were not supporting her enough. And I had to remind Tamar, they don't owe you anything because when they themselves were going through their own divorces, you were very dismissive, you talked mess, you clowned them, and you yourself weren't supportive. So that was my only issue with Tamar, not the fact that her and Vince were going through a divorce. So let me go ahead and play this clip for you guys. And if it's glitching or doing whatever, hit refresh. I'm going to keep going with this, and I'm also recording this, so it'll be uploaded in case there's an issue. So please stop writing that it's glitching. Just hit refresh. Let me go ahead and pull up this. And this is from, I believe, 2018, when their divorce was announced. To all y'all claiming that I celebrated the divorce of Tamar and Vince. Here goes a flashback, bitches. So, in my personal opinion, I wish them both the best. But sometimes as people, sometimes divorce is a good thing, because sometimes you end up being better people when you're separated from that person as opposed to being around each other 24/7. So, again, I wish them the best. I will not be celebrating their divorce. I think the entire situation is sad. And let's also not forget that there's a 4-year-old child. You know, their son, you know, is in the middle of this as well. So, let's not forget that. So, let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Make sure you hit that subscribe. All right, let me come back on the screen. So to the punk ass dudes that were on my Instagram page just talking out your ass and just making stuff up and saying that I don't have the same energy for Cardi and Offset like I did Tamar and Vince, are you dumb? So there goes your receipt. I don't celebrate in people's divorces, okay? So now, with that being said, let's see here. Thank you guys who are sending super chats. I'll try and get to them. I'm near the end. So with that being said, when the news first broke, I was in my conspiracy DM. And one of my bloggers, Devin, he posted it. The news had literally just broke on TMZ. Because I'm like, Devin, where did this come from? When was this posted? He was like 5 minutes ago. So I went to repost what TMZ had posted. The reason why I was like, dang, I hope this is not true, because I literally had just talked to her in my DMs earlier that morning. We were laughing about something I had posted. Y'all know I post all types of goofy stuff on my Instagram. So she seen it and she sent it to me and we were laughing about that. So I was so confused because I'm like, okay, is this true? Is this fake? Because she would have said something this morning. So I want to get confirmation. You know, so that's why I was like, dang, I hope this is not true, because I don't want to see, you know, anybody just break up like that unexpectedly, right? So I hit her up. She didn't answer, which made sense because this was breaking news. You know, everybody was posting their opinions and, you know, supposed receipts and all that stuff. And so she ended up calling me yesterday. So we talked yesterday for just a few minutes. And she called me and I was just like, this is crazy. Like, what the hell happened? But let me show y'all a receipt before y'all be like, oh, she didn't call. You don't talk to her. Just, you know, y'all, you got to burn receipts for these trolls. So that is my in and out, outgoing, incoming. We talked yesterday. We talked today. Because I felt that, you know, it was important for me to have a conversation with her on the phone. When I spoke to her yesterday, I said, this situation is crazy. I said, I'm so confused right now. Okay, I've known that she's had her little issues. Nobody's relationship is perfect. But I thought everything was getting better. They had worked out a lot of issues. You know, everything was on the up and up. So it surprised me as well. And I'm like, I don't understand how all this came out, because even TMZ wasn't really claiming the story at first. They were saying Hollywood Unlocked broke it. So a lot of people were also attacking Jason Lee and saying, oh, Jason either made this up or he's looking for attention or that's foul. You're supposed to be Cardi's friend. Why would you put that out there? So let's go ahead and talk about the Jason Lee situation. So I asked Cardi, I said, well, why did Jason Lee put that out? Did you know he was putting that out? She said, yes. She said, what happened is later on that morning after me and her had talked in the DMs, she got a call from Page Six. And Page Six told her, we are about to leak this story. We're just giving you a courtesy heads up. They were planning on leaking it within an hour. This is what they do to a lot of these celebrities, a lot of these media outlets. So at this point, she's upset and she's like, you know, this is insane. Of course, there's no privacy because she's a big celeb. So then Jason Lee had also received phone calls from people who supposedly had the records of the divorce paperwork, right? And so they were trying to, you know, barter, sell, I don't know. But they were trying to give the information to Jason. Jason is also a friend of Cardi, so he called Cardi to let her know what was going on. And Cardi said, you know what? I already been told about this from Page Six. You can have the exclusive. It's going to come out anyways. You might as well drop it. So Jason Lee had permission from Cardi to put that out there because Page Six was getting ready to drop it anyways. Now, the reason why it got out there was because she had filed a few days ago with her lawyer. And at that point, when she talked to them, she asked the lawyer, can we keep this sealed? I don't want this getting out in the public. I just want to handle this behind closed doors. The lawyer told her, well, you're a public figure. We really can't do that. And literally, you know, she had to still go through with all the paperwork, but it's obvious it was somebody from that lawyer's office, you know, somebody involved with that divorce, you know, like somebody on the team. They leaked that. And a lot of these people will leak out information to TMZ, to the news organizations, because the information should not have gotten out that quick. So she was upset about that as well. So that's how it went out. That's how it got out there. But, you know, for the most part, she was in good spirits. And I told her flat out, I said, I would advise you to stay off the internet. I said, right now, it's really ugly. I know how it is to be going through a divorce. I could not imagine going through it publicly. I remember when I was going through my divorce, and at that time, I was a small YouTuber. I probably had like maybe 1,000 followers. I hadn't made a video in months because I was depressed, going through a lot of stuff. And then when I finally did come back and make a video, I was telling you guys how me and my kids moved back to Minnesota. And a few of my sharp, well, before they were called tea sippers, they ended up messaging me. That's when you could send direct messages on YouTube. And they're like, well, we heard you say you moved back with your kids. What happened with your husband? And I remember talking to one of the girls, like literally crying, like, we got a divorce. We're not together anymore. And that was just me having to talk about it, you know, to a few people in my audience. I could not imagine the whole world globally having a say in something that's in you know, that's happening in your home. So anyways, after that, you know, so we had talked about that, how it came out, you know, the lawyer and everything else. So I told her, stay off of social media. Just take a break for the day. I said, literally right now, your entire family is trending. Cardi B was trending. Damn Offset was trending. Culture was trending. Anything that had to do with her, WAP was trending. I mean, it was crazy how much stuff was trending yesterday. And I felt like she didn't need all that negativity because it wasn't like people were sending well wishes. Some of y'all were, Barty Gang was, but even some people in Barty Gang were celebrating, you know? And so I was like, that's the same advice I would want somebody to give me. And that's the same advice I would give anybody who's in the public eye, regardless of how big you are in the public eye or how small you are. Sometimes you have to unplug from the matrix and get off social media. You don't need all that negativity hitting you when you're already in a, you know, when you're already going through stuff and you're vulnerable. So she promised me she would stay off the damn internet. So then I wake up today and there's just so much nonsense. People Magazine had initially ran a story. And what we noticed is that they ran to edit it. But they had posted a story that basically Offset had gotten somebody else pregnant. And that was the real reason for the divorce. So this has been spread all over social media. Shout out to all 15,000 people in here. I know most of y'all are fans. Some of y'all don't know who the hell I am. And some of y'all are just nosy and some of y'all are haters. Welcome either way. Just act accordingly or else you'll be banned. Okay? So anyhow, so People Magazine, who's supposed to be a legitimate news source, ran this story about Offset getting somebody pregnant. It was a few, you know what I'm saying, I would say somewhat legitimate news articles being written that Offset had cheated and got somebody pregnant. They were running with this. So, of course, people are hitting her up, letting her know what's going on. And I have been making it a point, you know, to only talk to her via my phone, either texting her or, you know, talking on the phone because I didn't want her to have any excuse. Uh-oh. Am I still streaming? No, I don't want to shut down. What is going on? Can you guys still see me? I think I'm still streaming, right? Okay, I'm still streaming. I don't know why that popped up. Everybody can see me and hear me? Okay, good, good. All right, sorry. I don't know what that was about. But anyhow, what was I saying? Damn me. Okay, so they were running with this story about Offset. Okay, so I didn't want her to come online. So I didn't want to DM her anything. I didn't want to ask her anything via DM because my whole goal is you need to stay off the internet. You need to, you know, stop reading what people are saying. So she ended up calling me and she was like, you know, this is just getting ridiculous. Like, you know, I can't even get a divorce in peace. Like, just all these rumors, everything that people are saying, and it's not true. So I asked her, I said, okay, because she wanted to go on her Instagram live. She was ready to go live and go off. And I said, you can't do that. You can't do that. One, it's not everybody's business. It's not my business. You know what I'm saying? But you are a celebrity. I said, but you need to take a break off the internet and don't feel like you have to respond back to a bunch of strangers, trolls, and people who don't like you anyways. Okay? So that was what I was reiterating to her. Do not go live. Do not talk while you're in an emotional state. And remember, at the end of the day, there needs to be a respect from you and from Offset because y'all have that baby. So I'm talking to her like a big sister. I don't talk to her on some, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan girl. I don't stan anybody. I talk to her like I would any one of my friends or anybody that I care about. So those are the conversations that me and Cardi have. So I told her, do not go live. Just take a break. I said, let me be your voice. Tell me what needs to be said, what's true, what's false, and I will reiterate it to my audience and whoever else just chooses to run across this damn stream. And now we're up to 16,000, okay? So that's what I'm here to do. I took notes in my phone. I have notes on my computer. So she was very upset about the whole Offset has somebody pregnant because that was a rumor. She said she called Seth and she talked to him and he was like, that is not true. Nobody is pregnant. Other people were saying that Summer Bunny, who Offset had cheated with a few years back, was going around. I don't know if it was her or the fans, because some of the fans can be messy. Were going around and saying that because Summer Bunny is pregnant, it's Offset's baby. So let me go ahead and show you guys this. I have a bunch of notes. Give me just a moment. Is this the one? Okay. So this is one of the notes that somebody sent me. You can see they were writing here. This is from one of the Barty girls. And they were saying, people believe that Summer Bunny is pregnant by Offset, but it's a whole lie. She's pregnant by Chandra Johnson. And now, initially with that whole situation with Summer Bunny, she was initially pregnant. It was two different guys were the possibility of being the father, okay? So this was what was posted by the blogs way back in June. So this is one of the conversations here with one of the blogs. You can see it says like June 1st to June 7th, where they were saying who Summer Bunny was pregnant by. And here goes the receipts. So at one point, they were saying that she was pregnant by Tony Pollard or Pollard. And then it finally, I guess the final person that they feel like it is Chauncey Gardner. So Summer Bunny is not pregnant by Offset, regardless of the lies that people are trying to spin. Okay? She's pregnant, but it's not by Offset. So we can dead that. So it's just a lot of people being very, very messy. I asked her, I said, you know, because like I said, they've had issues before. You know, I've given her advice before on just little, you know, little fires that have popped up. And I asked her, I said, was he cheating on you? Is this the cause for the divorce? You know, does, you know, is there a side chick? Even if she's not pregnant, is there another woman? Because this is what people are saying. And she's saying, no, he did not cheat on her this time. They really just grew apart. She just feels like at this point, she's not happy. They're both just kind of unhappy. And I mean, why is that any different? That happens all the time in regular relationships. People grow apart. People are distanced every day. You know what I'm saying? Just drift away from each other. You know, it's not always the worst of the worst. Like, oh, he got somebody pregnant. Oh, he cheated. It seems to me like it's just been a lot of stuff that has just compiled. And she just got to her breaking point. So I just find that very interesting that all of a sudden now it's like all these rumors about what happened, but she told me flat out that's not what happened. He didn't cheat. She wants to be able to just move on, get a divorce, move on with her life. He moves on with his, and they are there for the baby. So now I asked her, I said, well, I'm confused with this because in the receipts, in the court documents, it states that you're trying to file for child support and spousal support. And I know a lot of DJ Academics fans were dragging her about that. Like, oh, she's only using Offset for money. How dare she try and, you know, collect child support when she has all this money? She wants me to confirm with people that she did not, and she's not looking for child support or spousal support. She never asked for that. And so when she called her lawyer, she went off like, why is that in the paperwork? Why would you guys put that in there? They claim because of some old Georgia law that they automatically have to file on her behalf for child support and spousal support. I don't live in Georgia. I don't know. But she feels like it was bullshit that they put that in there to be messy, to make it seem even messier. But she confirmed that she does not need Offset's money or child support, spousal support, none of that stuff. And regardless if Offset is a good husband or not, he's a good father. He takes care of his children, all his kids. So that's never been disputed. So she knows regardless if they're together or not, he's still going to do for his daughter, just like he does for his other kids. So we can dead that rumor about her only, you know, wanting to get money from him as if she doesn't have her own money. So that was something that she wanted to dead. So let me see here. What else? Yeah, so that was most of the information. I've been on here for 20 minutes. That was most of the information that she told me. I told her flat out, because she still wanted to make a video today. I told her flat out, do not make one. You don't owe anybody an explanation, like I said earlier. You know, it's disheartening that there's so many lies being spun and being told, especially by supposed legitimate news organizations like People. You know, that's unfortunate. But at the end of the day, you can't control, you know, the media is always going to be a machine. And especially when you're a huge public figure, you know, they're all about clicks and views. But I find it very interesting that we're in the time of the C-19, right? And everybody's stuck in the house. Do you know how many people right now are literally finding out more about their spouses than they've ever found out? Because before this whole C-19, we had to be quarantined together. Your husband or boyfriend went his way to work and you went your way to work. And now a lot of people are stuck in the house together. So you know what's on the rise? Divorces are on the rise. Children getting their ass whooped is on the rise. You know, just altercations between husbands and wives and boyfriends and girlfriends. So this situation is affecting a lot of people. So I don't understand why it's such a shocker when it's a celebrity. I know about three people in my personal life, in my personal group of friends, that I've had to put out fires in their relationships. Like, don't run in to go get a divorce, you guys. Like, talk it out. Go to counseling and realize we're in an unnatural situation. A lot of us are not used to being around our kids 24/7 or our spouses. And even if they got a big house and this spouse can go on one wing and you can go on the other, that energy is still in the house. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not surprised that, you know, that everything just finally came to a head. And it's okay. You know, that's why divorces are here. You know, sometimes people are just better off being apart and parenting and trying to come together to be co-parents. It doesn't make any sense to stay into a situation that's toxic or, you know, that's just draining. And that goes for either party. That goes for Offset and Cardi. That goes for you or your boyfriend or girlfriend. You know, when it's time to move on, you move on. Nobody can tell you to leave a relationship until you are mentally and spiritually and emotionally ready. You know what I'm saying? So regardless of what he did in the past, she wanted to give it another chance and she really worked hard to make her marriage last. Well, at this point, she just feels like everything has ran its course and she just wants, you know, she wants to move on. She wants to file for a divorce and she has that right. Without people just making up whatever, you know, and attacking her as if this is something new. I mean, how many celebrities have gotten divorced in the past, you know, year or two? It happens every day, but because it's her, it's just, I just couldn't believe just all the, the nonsense that I was seeing about it. So, yes, everything is up. Somebody said, you know, there's a lot of stuff. See, there's a lot of miserable people in these comments. Well, you know, the mods will handle them. You know, I ain't worried about it. Shout out to all 20,000 people in here. Let's see here. Righteous Girl sent $99.99. Thank you so much for the super chat, sis. I really appreciate it. She says, hey, T, at this point, I believe people just revel in unhappiness. Why get happy over a divorce? I wish them happiness. Thank you for keeping us posted with the information. You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for the super chat. You do. You have a lot of miserable people in this world. You have a lot of people right now. They're so worried about Offset cheating. You're more concerned about Offset and his, you know, alleged side baby. And some of y'all's baby's fathers, husbands, and boyfriends have a whole side baby that comes to your house every weekend that you have to help babysit. But y'all don't want to talk about that, though. Some of you men are raising other men's children because you were cheating on your girlfriend so much. When she decided to creep off and cheat on you, she fucked around and got pregnant. And because you were doing it too, you're like, you know what? I'm going to step up and help raise this child. So you're raising a child that you don't even, that you know damn well is not yours, but you're trying to play it off because y'all want to keep an image for the public. Okay? And a perfect example of that is Ryan, Henry, and Rachel. She had a baby on Ryan because he kept cheating on her, and Ryan claims her son by whatever singer that is his son. So, you know, people find themselves in all types of situations, but it's funny that on social media, everybody's perfect. Everybody's relationship is perfect. Nobody has any flaws. Like I said, make sure you feed the side baby that's going to come see you this weekend. Make sure you're up in time to feed the baby breakfast, okay? You're the stepmother now, so, okay, you treat that child like it's your own child while you're worried about, you know, their situation. I just find it very comical. You know, so y'all in there laughing. It's the truth. I mean, it's just funny how people just have so much to say. And a lot of y'all have put up with a lot worse. I have. I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying? I've been cheated on and taking people back and giving them, you know, chance after chance. We've all been stupid and in love. She ain't the first. I'm not the first. And a lot of y'all right now got a dude that, you know, all he do is sling dick around the hood. But that's your man. You want to say you have a man. So why are you judging her so harshly? Your man got four side chicks. Let's keep it real. People ain't ready for that conversation. Let me read some of these super chats real quick. Ken sends $24.99. Thank you for the super chat. He says, T, still working, just showing some love. Can't wait to watch the playback. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming through. Alyssa sent $4.99. She says, love you, T. Keep speaking the truth. You be making my day. Thank you. Thank you for coming through. $3 wig from Walgreens. I like that name. She says, love you, T, and thank you for always keeping it real. I really hope you do a podcast on the Black Lives info that you posted about. Yeah, I'll probably do a podcast about that. That was really deep. But we'll talk about that later. But thank you so much for the super chat. Empress Shay says, I'm Elise Set, dirty dog, bye. Glad she did that for her. Thank you so much for the super chat. Thank you. Jasmine Moore says, hey, T, longtime subscriber but new member. Love you. Keep doing your thing. I appreciate it. Welcome to the membership. Thank you. Gum Gum LOL says, T, you all's keeping it real. Love you. Love you, too. Thanks for coming through. Ari Shay L says, thank you, T. It's been a rough day. You're helping me through it. That's awesome. I hope you start feeling better. Thank you for taking time to come and listen to my live stream. So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of, like I said, you know, the internet is a toxic place. And don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not here to, like, to put on a cape and be her superhero. I don't do that. But what I'm saying is I will put the truth out there. You know what I mean? They are getting a divorce. So that's factual. That wasn't a lie. You know what I'm saying? But all the other stuff, all the extra sauce, it's not that serious. Is everyone entitled to their opinion? Of course. It's a free world. You're entitled to your opinion, but you're not going to lie on me, period. You know what I'm saying? So when you're just making up shit, and that's not an opinion. So you're not going to say that I celebrated in this instance, but then I'm not celebrating in this instance when that's a bald-faced lie. So yeah, you can be entitled to your opinion, but just make sure your opinion is fact-based and not just some shit that's just spinning around in your head. Let's see here. What's up, Gabrielle? She says, hi, T. People have short-term encounters with long-term relationships, Polaris Star Productions. Thank you. That makes a lot of sense. You know, and like I always tell people, in any situation, I don't care who, because y'all worship these celebrities. Y'all worship and follow everything they damn do. So how about you learn from them? You know, like I remember when everybody was going in on Ciara, when her and Future finally broke up and, you know, people were dragging her and telling her that she was stupid. And remember, they were all calling her Ciara with an error at the end of her name. And I'm like, this is so harsh. And most of the people who were talking, they themselves were single mothers. Y'all are dragging her because the person she got with was not the pseudo ideal person to be her baby's father. Okay? And she owned that. And what did she do? She learned from that mistake and she made a better choice. She's not out here with two deadbeat baby daddies. And some of y'all are on your fourth. So again, instead of just judging and laughing at somebody else's downfall, and this doesn't even have to do anything with Cardi, because I remember when the people gave Ciara the same energy. How about you learn from those situations? How about you yourself become more selective in the person that you end up being with? Regardless if they're your child's father, your husband, boyfriend, whoever. Whoever you decide to be with, that just shows you that you need to be more selective and also go into the relationship knowing what you will accept and what you won't accept. And don't be so desperate to keep a man that you have a man who just, you know, runs all over you. Or don't be so desperate to put up with anything because you got a bad bitch with a bad IG, you know, body, and she's shitting on you and doing all types of fucked up shit to you. So a lot of us need to get our self-esteem up and make sure we're happy with ourselves internally before sitting here talking so harshly about other people in their situations. Because a lot of people are in their own messed up relationships right now as we speak. You in the house with the same person in quarantine. Y'all can't stand each other. Your husband is now sleeping in the spare guest room. You sleeping on the couch or vice versa. But you got so much to say about these people getting a divorce when you're probably on the brink of damn divorce yourself. Quiet as it's kept. Honey, don't get me to preaching. Yeah, like nobody's relationship is perfect. You know, relationships are a work in progress. I don't care who it is. And money doesn't equate that. That's why I always say do not form a relationship based on sex. Anybody, well, not anybody, but for the most part, you know, if you get the right person, they can make you feel good in the bedroom. But once you guys are not in the bedroom and you're having to stand up and actually, you know, pay bills and cook and clean and, you know, maintain a household, can that relationship withstand that? Remember, that was the reason why Kendall and Travis Scott, Mr. Damn McDonald's Burger, that's been around, but they throw his name on it. Now it's a new sandwich. But that was the reason why they broke up. They were so used to just being on luxury vacations and having maids and, you know, people taking care of them that when they were in their own home and they had to do stuff themselves, it's like, damn, we really don't know each other outside of vacationing every other week. You know, so get to know that person. Did I call her Kendall? I'm sorry, Kylie. Y'all not mix some damn girls up. Sorry, Kylie, not Kendall. Kendall, she's running behind basketball players. Kylie and Travis Scott, excuse me. But yeah, you know, you just really have to get to know people. And so many times we work backwards. You know, we get pregnant first and then want to form a relationship and, you know, try and work backwards. So all you can do is just learn from this. You know, don't find yourself in the situation. Try and get to know that person beforehand. And even then, people can switch up. You know, you can get to know somebody and, you know, sometimes relationships, they just run their course. You know, so if you are in a good relationship, just be grateful and be happy. You know, that you're one of the few people in a good, solid relationship that you have a good man or a good woman. Because good people are, damn it, they're hard to find. So if you have one, be grateful. Don't use your positive relationship to look down on other people. Let's see here. Luna P. 007 says, it's not justified to make fun of something devastating that a person is going through, even if you don't like them. I wish her well during her healing journey. Thank you so much for the super chat. And that's true. You know, if you don't like her, I don't make videos to get people to convert and be her fans. You know, I don't talk about her to get people to follow her and like, either you like her or you don't. It makes me no difference whatsoever. I could care less. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, just respect that person as a human being. That when you're going through divorce, it's very serious. And especially when you're talking about people who have money. Because then you're talking about assets. Having to figure out who gets the house. Do we have to sell the house? See, a lot of us regular folks, when we go through divorce, we really don't have a lot of shit. When I went through my divorce, I didn't have shit. He didn't have shit. So all we had to do was just sign on the dotted line and go our separate ways. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, we had the kids together, but that was about it. But when you're talking about celebrities, there's a lot of assets that are mixed and meshed and everything else. Why you think Will Smith and Jada Pinkett are screaming all that bad marriage for life bullshit? They've been together for over 20 years. They have a lot of assets tied into each other. So instead of Jada saying, I'm going to leave Will, I'm going to leave Will, I'm going to just fuck around on Will. I'm not going anywhere, August. Just give me that good peen. I can't leave because of assets. It's different. It hits different. Carolyn Blue 20 says, hey, T, sadly, many stay for a title, the kids, or just to have someone. I'm glad you've been a good friend to her, and she's removing herself from the situation. Thank you so much. Thank you for the super chat. Appreciate you coming through. Let's see here. Isaiah Anderson says, glad to catch a live, T. Usually when you go live, I'm at work, but today I'm off. Please say I'm going to leave Will. I just did. Thank you so much for the super chat. I'm glad you got a chance to catch a live stream. I appreciate you coming through. Let's see here. Kioa says, people have something to say whether you are single or in a relationship. Folks stay coming at me because I have the nerve to be pretty and single. Shaking my head. Girl, who are you telling? I agree with that. Everybody has an opinion on everything, you know, about when it comes to relationships. You know, like some of us are just content being single and it's okay. And I like my freedom. So girl, you do you. And when you're ready to settle down, then settle down. But I think people should have the right, if they want to be single, to be single. And if you want to be married and, you know, things like that, that's your business. I congratulate that as well. You know, I take divorces very personal, you know, because I've been through it and it's very hurtful. So I'm always sad when I see, you know, people going through a divorce. Now, divorces are necessary, right? But there are some situations where you can work out your situation and your issues and get counseling and, you know, things like that. And you can work over that hump, you know, so it is possible. Now, am I saying to stay in a relationship if it's something horrible, like the guy's beating you or, you know, abusing you? Then absolutely not. You know, you don't want to stay in that. But if it's something like, okay, damn, he's not bringing in enough or he's not, you know, pulling his weight in the household or with the children, those are things you can talk about. Those are things that can be salvageable. That's all I'm saying. Let's see here. Yolanda Gimmick sent 20. She says, don't act like y'all haven't stayed with a man with crumbs and he left you or you left him and all you have is dust and hurt. Amen. That's what I'm saying. Only on the internet do people act just so perfect when it comes to their own relationships or marriages. I've never seen nothing like it but on social media where people act like, you know, they can't fathom a breakup. Their relationship is so perfect. They've never had to deal with anything, you know, bad. So thank you for that. Amanda Joe Zone sent $49.99. Thank you, Amanda, for the super chat. I really appreciate it. Thanks for coming through. Kiki West 2001 says, my problem is when women marry these men who constantly cheated. Ooh, hold on. Oh, she retracted her message. Okay, Kiki, it's all right, sis. Thank you for the super chat. Princess Dibora TV says, everyone hit the like button. Lovely T, thanks for the T. You're more than welcome. Yes, please hit the like button. We got up to 20,000 people in here, so, you know, hopefully half of that will like it. You know, I appreciate you guys coming through. What's up, B. Sherelle? So she's coming through. She says, coming through with the exclusive Discord. Discord is lit. Everybody hit the like button. T, you the GOAT. Love you. Love you too, sis. Thank you so much for coming through, and thank you for the super chat. So yeah, this is just, you know, I just wanted to come on here and just do a quick stream. I don't want this stream to be, you know, 2 hours long because I know people want to watch the playback and get to the point. So I just wanted to come on here real quick and just, you know, do an update and talk about it, especially being that so many people have been hitting me up and people are like, oh, she's not going to talk about it. You know, she's not going to say anything. No, I'm going to talk about it, but I'm going to talk with facts. I'm not going to just, you know, go off of what's on the blogs. So that is what she told me. That is her side of the story. Eventually, she'll come out and, you know, speak for herself. But like I told her, I feel like she should stay off of social media for at least the next day or two and just really, you know, take some time out to herself, her family, and her daughter. It makes no sense to come on Instagram and you're just being added or even on Twitter with a bunch of just hate and BS. So hopefully she takes my advice and she doesn't go live today, but she's a grown woman. I don't control her at the end of the day. So all I can do is give advice. Take it or leave it, Cardi, okay? So anyways, you guys, thank you guys. Let me read these last few super chats. I'm going to end the stream. Taylor Bush, thank you for coming through. Taylor says, too many people look at marriage like a fantasy. No, babe, it's real life. And know your partner on a real level. Amen. Amen. There's nothing easy about a marriage. It's constant work, especially once you add children to the mix. It's constant work, you know. And the biggest thing in a marriage, I will say, if you're going through stuff, is communication. You have to be able to communicate. If the communication ceases, then eventually it trickles to other parts of the relationship, like the sex, the cooking, the cleaning. Then you end up being just two ships in the night, just walking past each other in the house. So you have to communicate. If I can't stress that out enough, talk about the little things before they escalate into bigger things. Lila Black sent five. She says, I haven't caught a live in forever. LOL. Much love. Thank you so much for the super chat. And I'm really glad that you caught this live. Thanks for coming through. CH28 says, maybe she can date women. Maybe, I don't know. Who knows? But thank you for the super chat. Jasmine Moore sent five. She says, I also hope you get credit. I hope you get credited for all this exclusiveness that you're dropping when Be Alert or The Shade Room repeat this. But thank you so much. You know, who knows? Like I said, for me, I don't even care about like this whole social media, trying to be first, trying to have an exclusive. I could give a shit less about any of that stuff. Y'all know most of the stuff I talk about on my channel is deep shit, esoterical stuff. You know what I mean? So, honey, they'll take from here. I'm sure they're all in here watching with their notepads, taking notes. It is what it is. You know what I mean? But thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate it. Let's see here. JFan97 says, much blessings, lovely tea. Thank you so much for the $17. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming through. Let's see here. Jane Doe says, keep doing your thing. Thank you, Jane. So to everybody who came through today, I've been on for 40 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and jump off. Thank you guys for taking time out to come and watch this stream and listen to me and what I have to say. And, you know, like I said, this is not about kissing her ass or, you know what I'm saying, treating her with kid gloves. All I'm saying is just, you know, understand that there is different sides to the story. And everything that you see on social media, just because somebody posts it, doesn't make it factual. So with that being said, I'm out of here. Thank you guys so much for coming through. And thank you guys for joining the membership and for the super chats. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.